this government has broken the hearts of the people of Los Angeles.
We're expecting the police. They promised to evict us, and that's what we expect to happen.
Occupy LA was raided November 30th, 2011, just after midnight by 1,400 police officers. Police in riot gear burst through the doors inside Los Angeles City Hall, flooding the park surrounding the building. The LAPD made over 200 arrests and begun to dismantle the camp while officers pushed back the crowd assembled in the street.
Leave the area! We have nowhere to go!
Eventually, arrestees were taken away in buses and booked off-site. The LAPD restricted media heavily during the raid to those approved by the department, making the operation they planned run smoothly and prompting Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa to issue a statement saying that the city took a measured approach while closing the park. Occupier said to us previously that, raid or no raid, the movement isn't over.
This Occupy movement is here to stay. It's a movement, not an individual protest. People have this misconception of it being in small, divided localities. It's in 600 localities in the country and thousands upon thousands in the world, and strong.
This affects everyone. That's what people need to realize. People have tried to criticize this movement as being liberal, as being independent, as being fringe, as just being a flash in the pan. That's not true. This is a movement that affects everyone in America.
They can shut us down all they want. The movement's still there. You can shut down this fucking ground. All they're doing is like, we're gonna take back our park. You know what? You just proved to us that you stomped on the right to assembly and freedom of speech. You just took that away from us. As a fucking movement, we win. Bam, there you go.
For Reason TV, I'm Paul Dietrich.